Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Number of things going on in the city of Fredericksburg as summer is here, and we're going to jump right into it this morning. Midnight Madness basketball begins this week. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Parks and Rec stuff. The city police have a number of things going on, and we're going to get all caught up on things going on around the city this summer. This morning with City Councilman Chuck Fry. Jane Shellhorse is here, the director of Fredericksburg Parks, Recreation, and Events. Captain Brian Layton with City Police here, and Jillian Franklin also here with Parks and Rec. It is good to have all of you here this morning. And good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jane, I'm going to start off with you. The name Fredericksburg Parks, Recs and Events, boy, you have a lot of events going on, and we're going to get into a lot of that this morning. But Picnic in the Park's got just a couple of more weeks before you take a little bit of time off. What a great event, Tuesdays around the lunch hour.
Yes, Ted, it's one of my favorite things that we do because I just feel like it brings out the community. It's a free concert at Herkamp Park from 11:30 to 1:30. And we have a concert. There are food trucks. You can bring a picnic lunch. You can bring a picnic basket, chairs, blankets, whatever. We've got Jerry Maddox, known as Island Jerry. I don't know if you've ever heard him. He plays around town. He's got some great, Jimmy Buffett and real just fun tunes he plays. And then on June 26th is our last one. We're actually having a beach party. So we're going to have some special events. We've got Becky and Slam coming to wrap up our season. Then we do take a break because it is the summer and it is in Fredericksburg and it does get hot. So Picnic in the Park, when it gets really hot for July and August, we take a break and then we'll start again in September. But it is just fun. Kids run around. We have a special kids wash next week. We're doing, it's kind of like a car wash, but it's all for kids, and they run through noodles and sponges and get wet and play around. So that's going to be a really fun event.
Last week I saw there's a bubble machine. You got a couple of bubble machines, I think.
We do. There's a gentleman who sells the big bubble guns, and actually if you bring it back, he gives you like a free refill. So if you come each week, that's always a great thing. We've got other children's activities. As the city and as Parks and Recreation and Events are actually working on our Green to the Core effort, which is working on getting people to recycle more. So we even have our own tent, thanks to Sammy Walker, who works with us. He's the one that leads all that. But we've got games and recycling games and crafts and stuff too, along with the other things. Usually there's a moon bounce and stuff.
11:30 to about what, 1:30?
11:30 to 1:30. Fun. Come out and join the fun. I hope people will come.
Herkamp Park Picnic in the Park. We are going to jump into Midnight Madness begins on Friday night. Councilman Chuck Fry, this is what, year number four now, Councilman Fry, for this?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That means you're getting to be a veteran on city council.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, huh?
I remember when you brought it up to city council,
right.
And when you brought it up and got funding for it and kind of resumed it, you grew up with Midnight Madness.
That's right. That's right. That's why it's so important to me, because I know the effect. And I know how important it is to have the program or something like that. If it wasn't Midnight Madness, it was going to have to be something, you know, similar to this. So, and also, as a very, very fresh, energetic councilman when I came in, I still am. But it also gave me a peek on how to learn the budget, because anybody can say that they know how to do this or they can sit down and do this. Yeah, that's not the truth. When I was working on Midnight Madness, I remember sitting in the office with Captain Layton a couple of times. We were talking like, how are we going to, you know, we got to do something like this. And, you know, and we never talked about funding. But when it came down to the business part down at City Hall, you know, I had to say, whoa, wait a minute, this costs money. So it was like my eye opener from day one almost. And so it helped me study the budget, also see what's in the budget. It just made me kind of, you know, define what we needed and why we needed and how to explain it and everything. So
when you and I were 4 years younger, we did it. I remember doing an interview with you, and right. I really didn't know you that well because right. you'd just been elected, and I did not really know you. And I remember standing in the halls at Walker Grant and you talking about this
yeah.
and being just passionate about it, but saying, you know, I think it's going to work.
Yeah.
And 4 years later, it has.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big deal, and I still challenge anybody in the surrounding counties or anybody that's listening. I still challenge anybody to try it. It's only going to make it better for everybody, and I would like to see in the future. Everybody talks about regional programs, regional this, and, you know, this part of the Rappahannock River and all of that. Everybody talks about that, but, you know, I love to see the day when Fredericksburg plays, you know, we can join forces with other counties. You know, and it'll kind of end some of this rivalries and crazy stuff that mm-hmm. really happens out here that, you know, we know what happens out here. So if you could bring all these kids together from, you know, say a 50-mile radius sporadically over the summer, imagine how that could change things for everybody.
Yeah.
So that's my challenge to whoever's listening that's probably nodding their head. Like, what's he talking about? I'm talking about you guys joining in and creating this or call us and we'll help you. And like I said, just making it better for the youth in general.
Captain Layton, I know in talking with over the years with various city officers who work Midnight Madness, they like it because they all tell me whether it's riding the bus and going into the neighborhoods to get the kids or just playing basketball or interacting with the kids, it just gives everybody, it gives them another opportunity to interact with kids in a different way.
Yeah, that's right, Ted. You know, thank you for having us on the show. We're really excited about Midnight Madness, fourth year. We've been involved in it from the beginning. You know, 4 years ago, Mr. Fry came to me and we sat down and he said, hey, do you remember a long time ago Midnight Madness program? And I was like, you know what, I do remember it because I remember working some of those as a new yeah. officer 20 plus years ago. And I got a lot out of it back then, hanging out with the kids. And then it kind of went away. So it was just a no-brainer to bring it back. I think it's what our society really needed, and bring it back. And now the officers that are working for me going out there and hanging out with the kids and just getting to know them, you know, that's so important for the government, you know, especially the police department, to get to know the kids and let them get to know us. Let them know that we're just people. We're not badges and guns and, you know, authority. We're human beings. We have families. We want to interact with you. We want to shoot some hoops with you. We want to play some ping pong with you or sit down and play cards and just get to know you and have fun.
Well, and Councilman Fry, that's what you talked about. You talked about various people, well-known people in the city now, or, you know, they're older now, but when you were a kid mm-hmm. of interacting with them, and that's kind of how you got to know some of these people.
Yeah, exactly. And more or less, you know, you see folks that are involved in different things, and it doesn't matter where you work at and, you know, and so on and so forth, but it's different people that can inspire you to do different things. Or you may not know about a career. You never know what a conversation might lead to just by having a little bit of time with you know, around different people. And it really helped me. And that's also it's kind of like a twofold for me, because I was a part of the program when it was running, and I was also, you know, 16 years old when it stopped. It's a big difference on what happens when the program is running and when the program stops.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak to both of them. So that's how I know how important it is. When it was going on, just like these kids now, they don't know how important it is. And I didn't either. It was just like it was something to do. But when the program ended, you know, if I know, I wish it back then, I wish it was a civics or a government class project, you know, for the JM students back then to jump on and say, what happened to Midnight Madness? But,
yeah,
you know, it wasn't that type of climate back then.
Could be a future city councilman or city councilwoman.
Sitting there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? So, yeah, and that's what I always, anytime I'm around a group of kids, so on and so forth, I want to, you know, let them know. A lot of them don't know what I'm doing. And I want to let them know that they can do it. And, you know, I was told in a sense that I couldn't do it. So all I can do is just tell everybody that they can do it. Who knows? Yeah. You can't knock anybody. If anybody wanted to challenge me, how could I say they couldn't do the job?
Yeah.
You know, bring something to the table. You don't know unless somebody has opportunity.
And Jane, I know, I mean, you and Jillian, I I've seen both of you at Midnight Madness. I mean, Jillian, you're one of the behind the scenes person running around and doing this and that, and because there's basketball you provide, there's snacks, and it's a great atmosphere, a safe atmosphere for kids on Friday nights.
Indeed it is. It's a safe haven, and it gives them something positive to do on a Friday night. And we provide dinner in addition to the snacks. We are appreciative of Pepsi donating a pallet of water the past few summers as well. So that is their main choice of beverage. And the activities outside of basketball, we do have some games. Your younger ones sometimes, per se, kind of get pushed off the courts by the older ones, but they do their own thing. It's just awesome to see that they have their own cliques. You know, the younger ones are in the cafeteria, whether they're playing a game or talking amongst themselves. The older ones are playing pickup. The young ladies have found their own little niche and talking to each other and watching the boys play pickup. So it's an awesome environment to see.
Midnight Madness basketball begins on Friday night at Walker Grant Middle School. More coming up. We're going to continue to talk about Midnight Madness, and then a little bit later in this hour, we're going to get into some of the other camp activities and opportunities this summer. City Councilman Chuck Fry here, Jillian Franklin and Jane Shellhorst from Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events, and Captain Brian Layton with City Police here this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's news and talk. All day, every day. News Talk 1230 WFVA. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about events going on this summer in the city of Fredericksburg. Councilman Fry here this morning, along with Captain Layton from City Police, Jane Shellhorst and Jillian Franklin from Parks and Rec here this morning. Captain Layton, just the basics of what people need to know for the kickoff of this on Friday night and every Friday night. How do people get there, the times, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, thanks, Ted. It starts this Friday, June 22nd, and it's going to run for the next 9 Friday nights, every Friday night, all the way through August the 17th. We got some great things. We got transportation from a couple of neighborhoods. All that information is online at fredericksburgva.gov when you go to Parks and Rec. So registration is open right now. You can go to the Parks and Rec website, and you can get the registration form there. You have to register your kids so they can be in the program. We got to have emergency information and some other stuff that's on the registration form. The ages of this program is from 11 years old until 17 years old. So if you got kids in that age group, we want to spend some time with them over here at Midnight Madness. The times every Friday night are from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. We give the kids transportation there, and we give them transportation home. Okay. So, you know, we're excited to get your kids there and spend the next 9 Friday nights with them. There are at least one Friday night in there where we're going to have the function out at the pool, mm-hmm. Doris Buffett Pool. Yeah. So we're looking forward to doing that. And the main reason we do that, one, it's fun. The other is over at Walker Grant Middle School, where we spend the Midnight Madness. They get their floors refinished there in the gymnasium. So we always spend a weekend at the pool, sometimes two. But more information is on that.
So again, this Friday night, and you got to register and go online and do that, just because you got to have information on who you got.
Exactly. Yeah, we create a really safe environment there. Now, police officers are there, but they're not there in like a purely protection mode. They're there to spend time with your kids, to talk to them, to interact with them, shoot some hoops with them. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're really dressed down. They've got a golf shirt on, some shorts. So they're out there really to have fun with your kids and to get to know them, because we're excited about that aspect.
And that's the great thing about it. I mean, every year to see all your officers out there and interacting in that way and just having a good time. For a lot of kids, I think, I mean, hopefully it gives them a different perspective, like you said earlier, a different just perception of who you all are.
Yeah, you know, the whole spirit of community policing is building relationships, and we want to start building them right away with your kids. And what a perfect time to grab them between 11 years old and 17 years old, spend some time with them, let them know we're human beings, we understand they're human beings. They have needs and issues just like we do as police officers, and to build that relationship where they feel comfortable coming to us when they need help, because we all need help from time to time. So build those relationships now so that whenever they're in need, they can feel comfortable coming to us.
Now, when a problem comes up, they'll know to come to you, and whether it's a school resource officer or just something that they know, that they'll know, hey, you know, and they'll run it just with peer pressure. If they hear people talking negatively about police, you can say, that's, you know, I know a couple officers. They're not like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I encourage our officers to share their stories with these young people, you know, because we've all mm-hmm. been through some trials and tribulations. We've all been through some things where we needed some help. You know, we needed a shoulder to cry on, whatever it might be. So that's community policing. That's what we're engaged in here with the Fredericksburg Police Department.
Also, one of the things about Midnight Madness that people may not be aware of, there's a DJ there that's not your normal kind of DJ, but Councilman Fry, I mean, that was when I saw you doing that the first time. I mean, you were pretty good, and you get the kids involved, too. That's the thing. You're not there just to go and have fun. You want to kind of help cultivate maybe a skill with that.
Yeah, that's one of my hobbies. I haven't had much time I'll be honest, over the last 4 years I had to make time, but that's one of my things. Music, I was always into music, and I got to give some credit to want to be one of 1.5's guys, your guy, Herman K. Griffin, because Mr. Griffin was a big, you know, inspiration for me. Mm-hmm. And I told the story a few times before. He picked me up one day, good friends with my, he actually was in Vietnam. Him and my dad were actually like serving together in the war. And, you know, they were from here and they came back, and, you know, we ended up being in the same neighborhood and all of that good stuff. And Mr. Griffin one day just picked me up and brought me to talk to my mom and dad, brought me to be one of 1.5 studios, this studio right here.
Yeah.
And I saw the big switchboard, and I saw him jump in doing commercial, push a button. I was like, man, what is that? And ever since then, when I was a kid, ever since then, I was like, man, when I get older, I want to try that out or whatever. And he coached me from the sidelines. Mr. Griffin did.
Yeah.
And for me, just him showing me that's what I'm saying. I know the benefit of you know, 15 minutes. And when he showed me that, I said, man, I want to check that out. And he was showing me then, hey, you can do this too. And that's where my whole DJing thing came from. But if I had a DJ name, it had to be like DJ Part-Time or something like that. Hey, I'm limited on my time.
Yeah, no, you're well, I know one of the things, one of your goals as time goes on with Midnight Madness is to get these kids involved in teaching them some skills, some job hunting skills and that kind of thing.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because every year, and it's the timing goes into like a whirlwind. I think this year we'll actually be able to do it. And I come up with these out in the air ideas sometimes, and it's like, wait a minute, we got to prep for this. And that's what I do, and everybody here knows it. It's like, hey, what's he talking about now? But everybody wants to do these things. But if we, the goal is, and that's why I don't mind saying things publicly, the goal is to bring some workforce development type of training, some job readiness, some resume building, and all of that. So I know between us, we'll get it going and make it happen. And we had already planned to do something like a trial this year to get that started. So once we get first, the main thing is get the program started. But once we get the program started, I'm looking to have almost like career day or type. So I'm hoping that like next year, it'd be like, more or less like the first Friday. So that's way the school is just out, and we are established this year on our trial and error. And next year when those guys come in, then they can get hired from some of these local companies. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we got to be more than patrons. We got to get some jobs around here for our kids, you know. So in all the local businesses, you know, it gives them an opportunity to participate and see what's going on as well. So that's the part two goal of this.
Again, Midnight Madness begins this Friday. Again, it's a 22401 program.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The city of Fredericksburg. Yeah, then go ahead, Mrs. Franklin.
You make sure you pay your taxes to the city of Fredericksburg. I know many think just because they're Fredericksburg, Virginia, that means they can attend the program.
Right.
So ask yourselves, who do you pay your taxes to? And that will help you determine if you're a city resident or not.
That's right. And then when it's all over, when it's budget season, you can ask, what does your government do for you?
Yeah.
22401, the city of Fredericksburg. You come down City Hall, we can show you a few things that we actually do.
No, and Jill, I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people, I live in Spotsylvania and I have a Fredericksburg address, but I'm not 22401. And so that's what this, and Councilman Fry, you mention it all the time. If you're in one of the counties and you want to do this, talk to your local government about it.
Yeah, or like talk to us, and we can kind of guide you on how you can do it there. I think everybody here would be very willing to help. And I would love to see this copycatted. I've said it over that and the gun give back. Mm-hmm. I want folks to jump in on that type of stuff. So we'll see where it leads us to. But I know that 22401, we put in a lot and. A lot of times I forget to mention because it becomes so normal, but the city schools and you wouldn't believe that the janitorial staff, how involved they are to opening up the school, closing the school at midnight, making sure everything's taken care of, and their participation, you and the bus drivers, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal to see folks on a Friday night. It's huge.
You're right. Now the collaboration between between Parks and Rec and the city police and city council and city schools, everybody's pulling in one direction here, and that's what makes this work. And it keeps getting bigger and better.
Yeah, we gotta hit those success stories. In 5+ years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's where the benefit shows.
Now for a lot of kids and a lot of families, you're giving kids something to do. Mm-hmm. For those, what'd you say? Is it 9 weeks, Captain
nine
Lake?
Weeks.
You
said, that's pretty much whole summer.
9 Fridays, all the way through.
And then and it's still called Midnight Madness. We can't change the name, of course. But what was happening was before, I think we were going from 8 to 12, and the kids were getting home at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And see, that's the part that the people don't see, because we get them home. So they're still getting home, closer to the midnight hour. So so the name still sticks, but, other than that, I had to call it like 1:30 a.m. madness or something like that, because it was getting late out there.
If you're in the 22401 area, if you're in the city of Fredericksburg, you need to register for this. Go to the Parks and Rec website, register, and it's for kids 11 to 17, 8 to 11 on Friday night at Walker Grant. It is Midnight Madness. So we need to say goodbye to Councilman Fry, and we will carry on this morning with talking about a number of other events going on in the city of Fredericksburg. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking summer events as we are now in that season. Midnight Madness basketball begins this Friday, and there are then a bunch of other things going on. In fact, we'll get into badges for baseball that's going on this week. Jane Shellhorse and Jillian Franklin from Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events here, along with Captain Brian Layton with Fredericksburg City Police. And sure enough, Captain Layton, you've got badges starts today, and that's over at the Sunshine Ballpark.
Yes, sir.
Which is a great location for this.
It is. It's perfect. Such a beautiful facility up there. We're really fortunate to partner with the Fredericksburg Fire Department. They're really the driving force behind Badges for Baseball. That's Chief Allen and Jack McGovern with the Fire Department. They head this thing up. They invite us to attend with them, as well as the Fredericksburg Sheriff's Office. It's a no-brainer to partner with them on Badges for Baseball. Starting today, all week long, we're meeting up at the park from 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. each day. We feed the kids breakfast. And then we usually split them in half. Half the group goes out and plays a little ball and gets some coaching. And then the other half stays inside and they learn life skills, And like today, for example, the fire department is teaching them stop the bleed training, as well as some CPR training. These young people could save a life one day, right, with the training that they're getting today out there. And it's something different every day, all 5 days long. The fire department has some things in there. The sheriff's office does some training in there with the kids, and as well as the police department. I know some of the things we're going to do with them is, show them some of our SWAT team. We call them SET, Special Equipment Tactical Team. They'll have some gear out there, let the kids try on a big ballistic vest and
see
some of that neat equipment that we use for that. All the kids love that. So we're excited about it. It's all week long, Sunshine Ballpark. You can come up. If you didn't register today, but you want to get your kids involved in it tomorrow, that's just fine.
Okay.
Bring them up there. Come up around 8:30. We'll have folks up there with registration forms. You leave your kid with us, or you can hang out with us also and join in with the fun. We'd love to have the parents hanging out with us too. And let us interact with your kids some, you know, and you're getting three great agencies there of professionals that want to interact with your kids. So please bring them up there. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and you know, we talked about Midnight Madness and really the what just you get to interact with kids there. But in this case, it's younger kids, and they get to try stuff on and see stuff up close. I mean, there's not between fire and police to see that stuff up close and to talk to you guys. Kids love it.
Yeah, like I said before, Ted, it's building relationships. And if we can take a piece of equipment and put it on a kid, and you know, especially a kid that maybe has a tough outer shell, right, or hasn't ever really interacted with a police officer before or a fireman, to be able to have some fun with them and to you know, break them out of that shell so that they become more comfortable with their public servants and then feel comfortable to come to us if they ever need us, you know, that's what it's all about.
Someone here in the office, their son did badges for baseball last year, and just had, she was telling me, just had a great time. And he went because he wanted to learn baseball, but then ended up just falling in love with what the police and fire had to offer.
We got a lot of great folks working here in the city of Fredericksburg in public safety and in our other departments here in the government. And this is a great great way for us to show off some of the great folks that we have here, because it's, you know, it's all about personality, and that's what makes our city great. It really does. That we've got great professionals here that are doing it for all the right reasons, and so we're excited to spend some time with your kids. Please bring them up there.
And you all work together. Again, we talked about that. We could go on and on and on about that, because it doesn't happen in a lot of localities, and you all really work well together. So again, if this was one of those things that slipped by, I mean, it's like, oh, I remember seeing that. Just show up, just go up to the Sunshine Ballpark tomorrow and sign your kids up early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, if they can only attend one day this week, bring them up for the day.
Okay.
Okay, and so you can come and register any day, all the way through Friday. We feed them breakfast every morning, and then on Friday they have a really nice, it's usually a pizza party at the end, so we feed them breakfast and lunch on Friday.
Okay, again, that's the Badges for Baseball up at the Sunshine Ballpark this week. Jane and Jillian, I don't know where to start with you guys. You have so many camps and so many things going on. And Jillian, you have so many brochures there.
Yes.
If they all fall on you, I'm afraid you're not going to be able to get up.
Well, there's, what do we have, like 50? We have over 50 camp sessions this year for the summer.
50.
50. Over 50. And in fact, one of the ones I do want to... in our camps brochure, but one of the ones I do want to bring up is a new one we added after our brochure was added, called Camp Spirit. And it's a day camp for children and young adults ages 8 and older who are diagnosed with an intellectual disability and or an autism spectrum disorder. This is something we added this year. We've got 4 different sessions. One starts next week, then there's one July 9th. Starts July 9th and one July 23rd and then one August 6th. They run a week from 9 to 2. But this is a chance for kids that often don't get to go to these camps to go. So we're very excited about this new program. This is a new program we've added this summer.
Where will that take place?
I think it's being held out at Mott's Reservoir.
Yeah. Okay.
Really, where we've decided to do that. So that you can get more information from our office at 372-1086, or you can go to our fredparksrec.com website, and that'll give you more information and you can do it. But they're going to be doing, you know, these will be a chance to do canoeing and kayaking, some team-based games, you know, some different things. So it's really an exciting camp, because a lot of times these children, and this is just the feedback we get from parents, a lot of them said, my child's never been able to go to camp. This is really exciting. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew about that.
Yeah, but Camp Spirit.
Camp Spirit. It's really exciting. And, of course, Jillian is the queen of camp, so she can tell you about a lot of the other ones we've got going on.
What in the world, Jillian? I mean, do you ever sleep between now and September?
She does not sleep. Let me tell you. I get in the morning. She's there. Well, actually, she's not there because she's already been. This morning, she's already been to a couple camps, and she'll be leaving shortly to go to, you know, 3 more that are just. That's just this morning, and then, you know, she's there till Midnight Madness. She She doesn't sleep. She just, I think she just really a secret cot that comes down from the ceiling when I'm not looking.
Amazing, Jill. Talk about what, hit some of the highlights of what people need to know. And again, go to the website, or is the best way to find out what's going on.
It is. And this year, something different that we've done is you can register for our summer camps online, which has been a huge convenience factor for parents. So that will be the quickest way to see if there are actually spots open.
Okay.
I know for some of our camps, like tennis is going on this week, I actually had to open up an additional 10 spots. And it's awesome that they're filling up. And as well as our Todd all sports camp, having to open up spots for that camp as well. We've got nature camps, leisure camps. I know there's a modeling camp currently going on this week at Dorothy Hart. Two various sessions, morning and afternoon. We have sports camps, field hockey, soccer, lacrosse, tennis, taught all sports for ages 4 and 5 year olds, and an all sports camp as well. And of course, as you know, I am hands on with the Midnight Madness program. So gotta just love it. It's all for the kids.
Just because you got that extra time,
yes,
to do that kind of thing. Boy, just a lot of opportunities for a lot of different age groups as you went through there. I mean, there's something for everyone out there.
There really is. And on our sports side of things, obviously me being a little biased since I'm with sports and fitness, we work with ages 4 to 16. So our youth fall field hockey and soccer registrations are currently open through June 28th. For the parents that are wondering about that, we have actually opened up registrations three weeks earlier this year since some of the county schools are going back to school earlier in the fall.
Yeah.
So we're trying to just stay on the same schedule. Our season will begin August 6th and run roughly through the middle of October. So if you're interested in registering for fall field hockey and soccer, come on in and sign up, or you can go online as well. If your child is going to participate in one of our TOT programs for field hockey and soccer, you will need to come in and register in person. Bring a copy of the birth certificate so we can verify the age, and that is a one-time deal only as far as the age verification purposes.
Glad you mentioned that, because so often we put that kind of thing off. You know it, and you don't do anything, and then all of a sudden it gets to be time, and sometimes things are filled up.
Absolutely, and the summer flies by with vacations and other camps that are going on, and just people traveling and doing different things in general.
So yeah, no, that earlier start, I wondered if you were going to have to do any, if you were going to do anything to compensate because of Spotsylvania going back so early.
We sure did. We started 3 weeks earlier this year as far as registration goes, and the season will begin 3 weeks earlier as well. So August 6th is when we will kick off our fall sports programs.
But talk about the importance. I mean, these summer camps, you all do a lot of work on really providing a great variety of summer camps, and boy, they really create memories for families and kids.
And that's what it's about. It's about getting the productivity, social interaction, creating friendships, or that lasting memory as you're talking about. That's what camps are for. And we don't want the kids to sit at home playing their video games, cell phones, tablets. It's so easy to do. It's so easy to just turn on something and say here and keep your child involved. But getting them out and about and moving. And part of that also is we're trying to combat the childhood obesity rate. I know within the city schools, the rate has increased yet again over this past academic year. So it's keeping them out and moving as well, and getting them that mental interaction that they need.
Yeah,
oh, that's just another program that she's got going too. We've got the summer mobile cafe food truck program, which yes, there's the mobile cafe. The food truck goes to various locations throughout the city, but we. Which Jillian oversees this one also, is we do games and stuff afterwards. So it's exercise. But we don't let the kids know that.
No.
So that would be terrible if they were exercising. But they're very active, and they play games, and they actually move around rather than, you know, there are other kinds of games besides video games. So this is another thing that we do. We have it at Dixon Pool, and then we, you know, over in Mayfield, we do a game, fun and games thing. We do it at Hazel Hill. We do it at the Snowden Ballpark, and even at Forest Village. So we've got various locations for that, and that's the kids get a free meal, and then they get to play these games just for. So we have There's a whole schedule and all that sort of thing they can also get from us. But that's just another thing, how we sneak in some physical activity, which they all seem to need.
Boy, and Jillian, it's so easy. And I'm I'm telling on myself, but yesterday I noticed, and I was not looking at small screens all day, but was working on things. But I noticed at the end of the day, I had like 4,000 steps, which is just embarrassing. And you don't want, I mean, in these kind of programs, you're getting kids out because it's so easy. You look around, and so often you see kids, they're always looking at their phone. Adults are always looking. We're all looking at our phones.
Yes, and this is what it's about, is getting them moving. And the summer food trucker is a great option. I know Jane mentioned the Snowden Ball Baseball Park. That's for the Crestview and Heritage Park residents, just as an FYI. And it's important to get moving, to get your blood flowing, to stay hydrated. That's one key component that we try to tell our kids. Make sure you're drinking water, not your juice, because of the sugar. Mm-hmm. It dehydrates you. So water is excellent for the body, or your fresh fruits if you want something sugary. So it's all about getting them moving. The kids need it.
Or if nothing else, get out and walk on the trails or something. The city's got the trails that are just fantastic.
I'm your biggest cheerleader when I'm driving by the trails. I am cheering people on. They have no idea that I am from my car, but I am rooting for you, so keep pushing. I have no idea who these individuals are, but I am the one that's in my car saying, get it, push it, use those strides.
When we come back, we're gonna wrap this up and again talk about how you can sign up for some of these things. And we need to talk about Camp Crime Fighter that the city police have. A great, great, great camp. And we'll do that when we wrap it up with Jane Shellhorse, Jillian Franklin, and Captain Brian Layton with City Police. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Captain Brian Layton with City Police here, along with Jane Shellhorse and Jillian Franklin with Fredericksburg Parks, Recreation, and Events. Lots going on this summer that we have been covering. We'll hit some of the highlights here again in case you... You missed it. Midnight Madness basketball starts on Friday. You need to register through Parks and Rec for that. That's ages 11 through 17. And you got an event coming up next month, Captain Light, and City Police does Camp Crime Fighter, which I wish I could have taken Camp Crime Fighter. I wish I could take it as an adult. It's a great, great camp that really immerses kids. We talk about getting kids involved in meeting you guys and seeing stuff. Camp Crime Fighter really does that. You spend most of your days at the city police station.
Yeah, it's really interactive. We at the police department are really proud of this camp. It's a week-long camp from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's free to the 22401 residents. We can take 25 kids every summer. We have about 20 right now, so there's five openings. If you're listening and you want your child into this week-long free camp, please, you can go to FredericksburgVA.gov, find the police department's link in there, and you can find Camp Crime Fighters or do a search in there and get your kids registered. Sergeant Scott Worley runs this program for us this year. We have a ton of staff, our community police officers, our school resource officers. We have a whole bunch of other staff that joins in for Camp Crime Fighters, and we do some amazing things. The dates of this camp are July 9th through the 13th, and again, it's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You drop your kids off in the morning. We feed them breakfast. We hang out all day long. We feed them lunch, and then at 4 p.m., you come and pick up your kids and hear the incredible stories. Ted, just a few of the things that we're going to be doing during that week of July 9th through 13th. We're going to have a building tour right off the bat on Monday morning. They're going to get to meet Chief Nye and a bunch of the other staff. We're going to have a canine demo that day. We're going to have animal control display. On Tuesday, the Wild Turkey Federation gives us their blow-up BB gun shoot house, so we're going to be shooting some BB guns with your kids, teach them about gun safety. We're going to do crime scenes that afternoon. Wednesday, we're going to Brayhead Farms to have a great day there. We also do some self-defense and drug awareness training that afternoon. Thursday, we're going to have a drone demo. I don't know if a lot of the community realizes that we have a drone program now. The police department and the fire department does. It's the city's drone program. So we're going to have a really cool demo with that. We're also going to spend the afternoon over at the Doris Buffett Pool. And then on Friday, we're going to do an outdoor nature presentation in the morning. And then we're going to meet up over at Mott's Run for lunch and fishing the rest of the afternoon. And then we have a really cool graduation ceremony Friday where we invite the families in. So it's a great week, very interactive. It's police officers and learning about police work and building those great relationships. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, they learn a lot of things. And again, not many slots left for Camp Crime Fighter July 9th through the 13th. So if you're interested,
sign up quick.
Yeah, better do it, because that is a great summer program. And again, Midnight Madness basketball, you guys involved in that. And as you mentioned, you're not there just to be police officers. You're there as a participant with the kids.
Yeah, you know, so often we'll see families out in the communities, and I look at the children. I always try to wave or say hi. And a lot of the kids, they don't interact back, right? Because they're just, I don't know whether they're just nervous or the culture or what it is. So we want to spend this time letting them know that, hey, we're friendly folks. We're here for you. You know, we're just people just like you are, and we want to talk to them and build those relationships.
Speaking of friendly people, there's nobody friendlier than Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events. You guys have all kinds of stuff going on. Now, Jillian Franklin, Jane Shellhorse here from Parks and Rec. And like you said, you've got over 50 things going on. And Jillian, you want to keep them moving. And the best thing, either check the website or, I mean, you've got a brochure or a magazine.
Brochure is on our website as well at parksandrec.com. So that's quick and simple and the easiest way. Or if you're just interested in a topic, we have the search item on our registration site as well.
Okay.
Where they can just type that in and look up what they're looking for.
Find something that works for you, because you've got anything you can think of for a city the size of Fredericksburg and a Parks and Rec department the size of Fredericksburg. Jane, you do some amazing things.
Thank you. I'm very proud of what the staff puts out there. And it's, you know, we've got other ways that adults can play too, you know. We've got art, little special interest stuff. I know everybody thinks about, you know, the children and keeping children busy. But if you're, you know, adults, this to me is a time that adults should be also looking to maybe explore something that they want to do, whether it's try one of our exercise classes, or like we have Mahjong sometimes that are... Mahjong that would actually be tomorrow. You could find out what Mahjong is. You know, of course, we always have pickleball. And we have an intro to the ukulele. I mean, these are some fun little things people can try just to try. We've just got a lot of other things. So it's, I know people do think of, you know, us. I'm not very excited about what can I do for my kids. Let me check out what Parks and Rec has going on. But there is a lot of stuff we offer for adults too, so I encourage people.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are one-time classes, because everybody's so busy and they don't want to really sign up for, you know, they don't have 12 weeks or 10 weeks for something. So I think I'm encouraging everybody to go to that fredparksrec.com and check out. This coming week we actually have a photo show too, so we want people to stop by, you know. The community center.
That's the Dorothy Hart Center?
Okay. Yeah, June 21st through the 24th. We've got, I forget how many, it's a lot of photos that are coming. Somebody told me 500, but I can't believe that's that many.
Okay.
But we have a lot of entries coming for that, so it's really a significant show. So,
and check out the website for information on Camp Spirit that you talked about, because that offers for a lot of kids in this community, a large segment, some things for them to do. Again, the Parks and Rec number you said was 372-1086.
Yes, sir.
And fredparksrec.com for information on that. And for city police stuff, you got a Facebook page. You got just go to the city website and you can find your way to city police. We are out of time. I feel like we could go another hour and talk about things. Jane Shellhorse and Jillian Franklin with Fredericksburg Parks Rec and Events, and Captain Brian Layton with City Police. Thanks
for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.